Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Stephen Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis. It's Tuesday, April 6th, 2010.
Episode 6.03, the AFC Drafts Need Show.
The Drafts Need Show? There's going to be sneeds on?
Yes.
You know that's that. Well, I assume
you know
that
who the sneed is
the sneed. I assume is related to the snitches from the sneeches from the Dr. Seuss line.
No, that's not where I was going.
Oh, sneed from Pirates.
Actually Smee.
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 Smee. Yes. From Peter Pan.
Yes, Captain Hook.
No,
yes.
I don't know what's a
sneed. I don't know. Oh. It's a draft
well, it's your character.
Need. Actually, this is a pre-draft show. AFC needs. How about that?
Well, yeah, because the and last show was the pre-draft.
That's right. In 2 weeks, the pre-draft. It'll be pre-draft show, NFC needs, and then the draft happens, and then we do draft recap. That's the way it's going to work out.
Well, whatever you say, boss. All I'm right. Just here for the ride. If I sound a little hoarse, it's just because I left a little bit on the field last night.
You're a horse.
At opening of Angels game.
Yeah. How was that, by the way?
Big fun. You know, the besides Godzilla going yard to open up, that was really fun. Yeah. And watching the NC2A tournament final 2 minutes out in the concourse right. With thousands of other people cheering.
All right, well,
it was really cool.
We'll get to all of that. We'll get the AFC need draft assessment, and then we'll talk about some huge news in the NFL. And
big freaking news.
I've got a little bit of news on the little round ball sport.
Oh, my.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Stephen Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves. How was that little tease there on the
well,
little round
I just,
ball sport?
I'm a little stunned and confused all simultaneously.
Stunned and confused. Well, it's not good. It's not good.
Oh, you're going to diss on the little ball?
We know yesterday
was Christmas Day for all fans of Major League Baseball.
Was opening day. How about that?
AKA Christmas Day for all fans of Little Round Ball.
Okay, whatever. So anyways, here it is. Here's what I got to talk about.
Damn.
We
Our
all know.
Holes hit two home runs.
The National Football League.
It was a good day.
Rules the world.
Absolutely.
And that's why we're here at NFL Rants.
Damn straight. May it be forever.
Well, what happened on Easter Sunday, Jeffrey? What's the big news in the NFL?
Well, he is risen indeed. Donovan McNabb hijacks Easter from Jesus.
Not only
Dang!
Does he hijack, he didn't just hijack Easter from Jesus. He hijacked opening day of National Baseball.
Opening day of National Baseball.
Whatever you
major,
call it.
We call there, it Major League Baseball here
there
in America.
You go. Okay, that sport. So how bad was it? This is Bud Selig
commented on this?
Yes. Okay.
No freaking way. Bud's a weenie, by the way.
The commissioner.
I don't know him personally, but
the commissioner of MLB, Bud Selig, was talking to Mark Vieira of the Washington Post.
Yeah, no, Mark Vieira
is
one of their
best,
biggest writers.
Goodness gracious, I'm a football fan too, but this is opening day, Selig said. If you really want to know, I'm going to give you a brutally honest answer. I got up at 5:30 this morning, like I do most days, for my daily workout, and I was watching this channel, which will remain unnamed.
ESPN.
And that's all they were talking about. McNabb. I turned it off.
I got a
You want to know what my reaction is? My goodness gracious. It's opening day.
I got a couple things to say to Bud. He's a baseball fan myself.
Yes.
Can I help Bud out here?
Yeah, help him out.
You have your own channel now called MLB Network. Okay? I suspect that if you went to your own network instead of ESPN or something, they would probably not address the McNabb issue.
No, they would be
if you don't want to hear about what everybody's talking about, which is the college championship of basketball and Donovan McNabb because the NFL rules the world, then ding, don't go and turn on ESPN.
And
he wouldn't turn on ESPN to see his people being paraded about.
Right. And if you were any sort of commissioner, you would have understood, oh my gosh, I'm going up against college national basketball championship.
Yeah.
And news that Donovan McNabb traded. We're moving opening day to tomorrow. That's what, we're moving it one day. If you want to get your props, Move it to a day where no one's going to care. Move it
to a day where the news cycle's a little lighter.
Yes, that's all lighter. I'm saying.
That's all we're saying. A little lighter. Come on.
I got up and I was doing my work. I was watching TV. And McNabb.
Well, the games would start, and ESPN had things covered. There was 24/7 baseball games virtually yesterday, ending with my beloved Angels whooping on the Twinkies.
I think what's funny, he said, goodness gracious, he said it twice. Gracious.
He must have been really hot for him to say it twice. That little scrawny weasel to say it twice.
There you go. The commissioner of MLB could care less about what Donovan McNabb and the Philadelphia Eagles and the Washington Redskins are doing. And Jeffrey, let's just jump right into NFL news.
Love it.
The trade.
Well, let me tell you about, just quickly, before we get to the trade, how it is for a fan of the little round ball to just enjoy all sport and still knowing that NFL rules the world. So my son and I had a delightful time at opening day. We got there when the gates opened. Yeah. Went to batting practice. Jordan got a ball, of course, during batting practice, which is great to add to his collection. And it was cool because it was a Twins batting practice. Whenever the Twins are at bat, they're using special balls that are branded for the new stadium that the Twins are opening this year. Hopefully not for another month till things defrost there in Minneapolis. Right. An open-air stadium in Minneapolis. Very bad idea. But anyway, so he's got one of those cool new balls. Like he got a ball in D.C. for the Nationals ballpark, which is really cool. So now he's got a cool little collection going. But you know what's going on. And what do they do on the scoreboard out there in center field? They got the basketball score going.
Right.
They got the score going live with the clock. They know that we are not just, especially baseball fans, we're not just into one thing. We know there's a whole world going on. NFL fans know that, no, we're king.
Yeah.
We're the king. And it's good to be king.
It is good.
And so what happens when there's about 3 minutes left and you see that it's tied? The place empties. Everybody goes out to the concourse to watch the game.
Right.
Because, needless to say, anyone with a smartphone couldn't get any sort of connection because everyone's trying to get live game reports from basketball, college basketball. Because you know what? The thing with baseball? There's a lot of games. This is just one of 162.
And I think that's what Bud Selig needs to know.
But he needs to understand. Grandpa, there's a lot of games to be played.
Okay.
Your opening day consists of one. Well, in this case, I think there was 14 games played yesterday out of 2,140 something.
Move it back to McNabb.
I'm bringing it here.
Okay.
So out on the concourse, there's thousands that have left their seats of a really exciting baseball game to watch college basketball. Because that's the parody of sport in America. But at the pinnacle of the sport in America is the National Football League.
Yeah.
Let there be no confusion,
Opening
bud.
Day of, let's say Thursday night football, which is going to be opening day in New Orleans.
Yeah.
The Saints. And I don't care. Anything
the world
else.
Will stop. The president, I dare him to give a State of the Union address. Double dog dare. This is not partisan. I don't care if it's a Republican or Democrat president. Don't care. You will lose. You will lose to football.
I believe the other networks have just subsided. They're not even programming for those 3 hours.
I wouldn't. I'd just copy whatever they're doing. Ask for the broadcast rights because you might get a few people. Can we just rebroadcast what you're doing? Just like a State of the Union address. Everyone shuts down and we all watch the same thing. Because we're all watching it anyways. You know, Steve, it's going to be that way 2 weeks from Thursday when it's the draft.
Yeah.
The world's going to come to an end just for the draft.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
It's fantastic.
Pretty crazy.
The Rams are on the clock.
And that's what we're here about. And now draft scenarios and draft boards have changed.
Dramatically.
You know why?
Because of this
one move. Neil Rackers is now a Houston Texan.
Let's hear it for the kicker, shall
Kickers!
We? We need to give the kicker some love with some applause,
Kickers!
I think. Oh, Steven, I realized.
Neil Rackers is no longer with Carolina, with the Cardinals, and he is now a Houston Texan. He has guaranteed $350,000. And
that's it?
Yeah. There's no guarantee that he's actually going to be the starting kicker.
What?
They've kept Chris Brown, and they're going to have
a kickers open competition.
Which, trust me, Neil Rackers is going to win.
Yeah.
Okay. But this is, you know what? For the longest time, I have said, you know, Houston Texans, no playoffs, no playoffs, no playoffs, no playoffs.
Now?
This is the move that can catapult them over the top. How many games over the last 8 years have the Houston Texans lost in the final moments of a game because their kicker couldn't make a field goal?
You want to know the honest answer? I've actually crunched the numbers.
Yes.
3,000. It was exactly, I was surprised to find out it was exactly 3,000.
Wow, there you go.
You'd think it'd be 2,997 or something. But yeah. 3,000, not 3,003. 3,000, odd number.
Could have, you know, been exaggeration if you would have said 1,000. But you got to go over
when
the
I
top.
Exaggerate, I want to make it clear. Yes, it's clear.
They don't play 1,000 games in 8 seasons.
Oh. Well,
nowhere
that.
Near that.
And this is the sound you're trying to make.
There you go. I want that.
I made that sound. So I got to email it to you.
Anyways, quarterback Donovan McNabb has been
ousted
from Philadelphia.
He's already had. Stephen and I sat around and watched his introductory news conference.
We did.
In D.C. with Mike Shanahan.
He was holding back tears.
I didn't feel that way. I felt like he was holding back at 45.
what I would like for that press conference,
to go Sean
and I think had I been present at the press conference, and probably why they did not allow me to be present at the press
not
conference,
you requested credentials to I be
didn't.
Denied.
No, I didn't. But had I would have been there with the little taping of the Princess Bride when they go to Miracle Max for the miracle.
Absolutely.
And then he says something about
him.
He didn't say true love.
Busy.
He said to play, which means to bluff. So you're playing play cards and he owes you money. And then his wife comes out and says, liar!
Liar!
Liar! Liar!
Cloris Leachman. Yeah. She was the best.
And that's what I wanted to play McDevitt. They're like, are you going to be looking forward to playing to the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, twice a year? Like, no, it's just going to be any good.
It's just another game.
Just, you know, just like playing the Cowboys twice or the Giants twice. Liar!
Oh, he didn't. He downplayed it more than that. It's just like playing the Rams.
Yeah.
I mean, he undersold it big time.
Yeah. Very nice with the undersell. I'm not buying it for a minute.
You're not supposed to. He's playing it politically.
In the words of the Princess Bride. Liar! There you go. That's what Donovan McNabb gets.
Well, so we had a happy Easter day. He hijacks Jesus's little day.
Yes, and so what we did to combat that is we ate corn on the cob.
We didn't.
I had corn on the cob. You didn't have corn on the cob?
I had corn off the cob.
You had it off.
Yeah.
But you had it in that little saucy thing that your
mom takes heavy cream and a lot of sugar and butter and stuff and makes a cream corn.
Oh, why you ruined the corn?
Send Steven emails about how good cream corn is and he just needs to get over it.
The corn.
Yum, 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 yum,
just give me the corn. Corn on the cob.
And so, yeah, congratulations to Kevin Cobb. He now finds himself in the driver's seat as the man.
Well, here's
to drive the Philadelphia Eagles into the next decade.
Here's a little interesting tidbit, Jeffrey. I'm not sure most people are discussing it.
Certainly haven't discussed it.
Or even talking about it.
I certainly haven't discussed or talked.
There you go. But do you know that Corn on the Cob made a little play here?
Nothing like theatrical?
No, little play of his own to kind of force the Eagles' hand.
How did he do that?
He was not willing to renegotiate a contract extension.
So what does his current contract say?
This is his final season.
Okay, he's in the final season, but is that the fourth or fifth season of the uncapped year kind of nonsense?
It's fourth season of the uncapped year, but it doesn't matter. They're thoroughly expecting that next year we'll be back to regular rules, where 4 years would make him a free agent.
Yeah, well, newsflash, Kevin, Corn on the Cob, you're not Steve Young. Okay, you're not the heir apparent to Joe Montana here.
But you know what, Jeffrey?
Who's rumored to be the second
Eagles
best quarterback
on
in the league.
Inside.
Oh,
do
they believe that.
That.
I don't question what the Eagles believe.
So if he's saying, look, I don't want to renegotiate my contract until I find out if I'm going to be a starter in 2010. And so they're like, ooh, if we don't renegotiate his contract now, at the end of next season, both McNabb and Corn on the Cob are free agents.
And then we got Mike Vick.
And we got nothing. And we'll get nothing in return.
Correct.
Unless we put a franchise tag on him, and then we got to pay him upwards of $18 million.
It could hit 20.
We don't want to do
Peyton
that.
After Peyton signs his new deal. To repeat what it is that happens when you put the franchise tag, you take the top three players who are being paid.
Top five players at that position,
and then you average their salaries. And because and of Eli's ridiculous salary and the new one coming to Peyton that'll be bigger than
Rivers.
Eli's and Philip Rivers' new one,
huge.
You've got multiple.
And Brady will probably be signing a huge
one. You're
going to
end up with multiple quarterbacks making over $18 million a year.
Yeah.
So you're going to go average 18 and 20
right now
and 20 and 18. And oh, my gosh, yeah. That's $19.7 million.
Right now it's $16.8 million.
It's going up by $4 million a year.
Yes. And so that's what they were going to have to pay Cup for 1 year.
Yeah.
And they're like,
he's certainly not worth that since we don't know.
Right. We don't know yet. Maybe he will be eventually, but
someday.
Do we want to let him go now? But
an unproven quarterback.
Apparently, the only trade value that they got was this from the Redskins.
And here's what they got from the Redskins. They got a third round pick this year. And then it was a 23.
A second round pick,
which is the 34th.
Right, something like that.
Pick. And they were demanding.
And then either a third or fourth, depending on
how well he plays.
Yes.
But here's the deal. To me, the Eagles truly, they came up short on this.
Their
demand was a 24th round pick or better.
Hold. Wait for it. Wait for it, people. Steven's going to say something about the Redskins. Wait for it. The Redskins won on this deal, man. I'm talking positively about the Washington Redskins. Mark this on your timestamp, 1624 of episode 6.03. The Washington Redskins come out smelling like roses, dog.
Everything's coming up roses.
The Bears gave up two first-rounders for Cutler last year, man.
Jay Cutler.
Let me see.
Jay Cutler, Donovan McNabb. Now, I've been working on a piece. Steven, when's my blog entry going to be up?
Jay Cutler,
Donovan McNabb. Five NFC titles.
In 11 seasons.
In 11 seasons. And how many does Jay have? How many titles?
Nothing.
No AFC titles?
Nothing.
No, seriously. How many times has he won the AFC West?
Not just won the division?
The division he won.
Oh, he hasn't won the division.
Oh, so not only has he not been in an AFC championship game, he hasn't even won the AFC West?
No.
Wow. Huh. You kind of overpaid there, didn't you, Sparky? Just saying.
I can't believe that
I can't believe what the Bears
Eagles.
Did. Look,
yeah,
the,
well,
Eagles
the Eagles
and the Redskins, overpay. That was a reasonable deal, more or less. Because from the Eagles' point of view, Steven, it's very clear.
I don't think they didn't screw up, okay? I really do believe you could have gotten a first rounder somewhere.
You should have. And I suspect the only place that they were going to get the first round pick was the much rumored Raiders or Rams.
And I think that they tried to do well by
and McNabb's
McNabb.
Like, are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm
going
to go to the former LA teams. I'll be done.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll go in and start robbing quickie marts before I'd play for one of those former LA teams.
I'm pretty sure
I'm going to start
McNabb
calling them that from this point forward. Former LA teams.
The former LA
because they suck out loud.
The Rams and Raiders.
That is
L-A-R,
a sucking out loud.
L-A-R.
L-A-R, L-A-R. Former L.A. team. So, yeah. F-L-A-R. Former L.A. Rams and Raiders.
That's right.
And there's a curse. When you leave Los Angeles, that's the Jeff Ellis curse. That's the impetus of the curse. They left me, and now they are cursed. Any woman that leaves me, her life is not worked out, Steven.
Did make the...
I'm just saying.
They did make the Super Bowl without you in Oakland. Just a few years ago.
And so. They lost.
They did, but they made it there.
To John Gruden's Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Ha ha!
Only because he knew the plays that
that's
were coming
right.
before they were coming.
But note this. Any woman... Okay, that's not true. There's one. There's only one woman that has spurned me. She didn't really spurn me. She just moved away.
Uh-huh.
But any woman that has actually spurned me or team that has spurned me and moved away has gone on to have dark days. What has happened to my wife since she chose me in college? Nothing but good things, correct? Don't spurn Jeff Ellis!
All right.
That's all I'm saying!
So here are the Redskins. which I believe are the big winners.
Big wieners.
Now, they are still, according to a latest source, that they are still going after Brandon Marshall. Now imagine you team up Donovan McNabb with Baby T.O.
Well, I believe it was my first comment was, very happy for DC, but who's he going to throw the ball to?
Well, they're still.
Wasn't that my friend? We were together on Easter, Steven. You should remember. We were together.
I don't remember that, but okay.
Okay, well, yeah, my mom was around, and there was a lot of people around. My brother was around. But I wouldn't talk about football to anyone but you.
But the Redskins also have now a host, a bevy of running backs.
Yes.
They signed Willie Parker, which we really haven't talked about, and Grandmama Larry Johnson, which we did kind of bang about. But they still have Clinton Portis. So now they got three running backs that are going into camp with best guy wins the job.
Can I say this, Steven, about the Washington Redskins' Mike Shanahan era?
Yes.
They seem more committed to winning now than rebuilding for the future.
Oh, yeah.
I thought they were going to go into rebuilding mode, hardcore. And as DC Sports fan noted, he thinks, again, their draft needs now go specifically to offensive line and the left side of the offensive line and building that up
and
to
defense.
Really.
And defense.
Correct. But just that this team is making, and they need to wave Big Butt.
This just in.
Fat Albert.
This just in. The Eagles are officially rejecting a claim that the trade was timed to upstage other events.
Look. Again, Bud, let me get back to you on this one.
I'm not making.
I know
I'm
you're not
making this up. This
I know you're not.
Okay,
but it was became such an issue that apparently the Eagles had to respond. Since Bud Selig got his panties in a wad about this, they want to come out and they said, "You know what, Bud? We're not trying to upstage anything. We're just doing business."
Coach Andy Reid has actually come out and denied any effort to undermine other sporting or religious events.
Religious events. Okay, Easter was a little undercutting Jesus. God help you, okay? I'm just saying. As football Jesus got his arms down. Okay? Look at football Jesus, Steven. Does he look happy?
He does not look happy, actually.
And he rose.
Football Jesus does not look
happy.
He'd
be happy. A little
happier. But seriously, he went on Eagles Talk. Today, yesterday, Monday, and he had to say that he didn't want to upstage stuff.
I think it was poor form doing it on Easter Sunday, but then you run into a bigger PR nightmare if you try and do it on Monday, because you have the NCAA
right.
College Basketball Championship, opening day of Major League Baseball, and then you're truly going to be criticized. Why were you being sensitive to the religious crowd, but not the sporting crowd? And it's like, look, you can't win. The fact is, yes, you've got an organization to run. You've got a business to run. So when you're ready to pull the trigger on a deal, you do it. You don't go out and look at the calendar and go, is this a good time to do this press release?
Right.
No, we're done with the deal. Let's move on. What's the next thing? The NFL is a machine that just goes 24/7, 365.
Andy Reid is also denying that there's an internal rift in Philadelphia.
There is a huge internal rift in Philadelphia because Andy Reid said, quote, Donovan McNabb will be my opening day starter. Surprise, as Donovan pointed out during his presser, he was just very, very happy that he has cable so he knows what's really going on.
Well, look, Jeffrey, at the end of, first of all, Andy Reid should never say things like that after your final football game. Okay? They lost to the Cowboys humiliatingly in the playoff last year. They asked him, is McNabb going to be back? And what is he going to say? We have to reevaluate our situation. No, he's going to say, of course he is. But he really should have sidestepped that question somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you find yourself. According to Reid, he said, look, this is what we felt was right for the Philadelphia Eagles, and we are all on the same page here. We were never, never not on the same page.
We were never not. Don't use double negatives.
Is that a double negative? That means
Ellis.
That they were.
Well, I'm a huge believer in double negatives. They have their place.
Of course.
Now, I must say, let me defend the Philadelphia Eagles here for a second. Because, I asked a question that I didn't get an answer to.
I didn't the Redskins a little more
I
love.
I asked a question that I didn't get an answer to, which is, when is my article coming out?
Okay, that's all you care about?
Well, no, that was, it leads up to my next article. I can't have multiple things come out on the same day. So my next article is on Donovan McNabb.
Right.
So the first thing was on the modified overtime playoff. Right.
So those, how about we, well, the blog, let's just, okay.
There's a lot going on. I know there's a lot going on.
Let's take a pause here.
Pause.
And talk about show news.
I'm going to take a breath to go with my pause.
Okay. For show news, we will
your
say...
Your pause was really short.
Yes.
I mean, you just went bang, bang.
We'll say that there's a new website coming.
Yes, there is. And it's so new that...
completely redesigned.
It's beautiful, and I've
and
looked
we're
it.
Actually
great.
Going to... We're going to encourage a community there on the website.
Well, we tried that with the first website,
yes.
And we had a lot of success.
We did.
The
we
forums
did.
Were a huge hit
yes.
for a long time.
Yes.
They kind of waned.
They did.
And there were some very faithful people that were banging in there on the forums on a regular basis.
The forums have died.
But they kind of deteriorated a little bit.
There's 0.78 posts per day.
Yeah. Which, you know, back in its heyday, there was hundreds
right, there's,
of posts
there's
a day. Hundreds.
A 0.53 visitors per day.
Yeah, so that's okay. You know, times change.
Yes.
Things are social networking hadn't even been a
that's
word
right. and
back
so,
when the
and
forums
so
went
we've
online.
We've been doing a lot on Facebook, and we've been doing a lot of Twitter. Yeah. So what we've done is we've integrated all of that stuff onto our website so that we can now have people, and we can have a place to point people to.
One-stop shopping. You hit our website,
what's
you'll know
what's going
stuff.
To be more important is that Jeff and I have made a pact.
A pack. We actually took
in
knives
blood. Yes.
And we slit the palms of
that's
our
right.
hands. Well, in fairness, we had to do each other's because we were afraid to do our own.
Yes. And then we did.
Hurts.
We said, your blood, my blood, our blood. And then we smacked the hands together.
And then we said, cross our hearts, hope to die, stick a needle in our eye.
And then we said, Wonder Twin Powers.
Activate.
Shape
form of writers.
Yes, and so we're going to be writing regularly now.
700-word column weekly, period, full stop.
500?
Seven.
Five.
Seven.
Five.
Mine's going to be seven. Steve's going to be five.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. Mine are probably going to wind up being seven, but I'm going to shoot for five. How about
that's
that?
That's fine. I'm realistic with myself, but I know that I need 700 to say what I have to say.
Because you just write a lot.
I like to write.
Okay. Be more concise.
I am very concise. Look, I'm trying to think of the exact writing phrase that is very brief itself.
Yes.
The something of
that
words.
Is very
the
brief.
Something. Shut up. The something of words.
The brevity?
No. And it's not efficiency. It's the, oh, dang, it's a good phrase.
Eloquence?
No, it's not about eloquence. It is about brevity. It is about saying what you have to say in as few words as possible.
Bumblebee tuna.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Was Bumblebee Tuna. It's been at least
thank
a month since
much.
We've had a Bumblebee Tuna outburst. And it's been a nice month. Just saying.
So you appreciate it when Bumblebee Tuna does not come out of my mouth?
Oh, no. I look forward to it as long as it's monthly. Monthly's good.
Monthly's okay.
Yes.
So here we are.
For those newer to the show, Bumblebee Tuna is Steven's default word of choice when he doesn't know what to say.
Really?
When you're seeking for a word.
April 6th, I'll mark it. So get ready for May 6th because we'll have it again. Anything else that you'd like to say about Donovan McNabb going to the...
I have a lot
I don't
to say.
Understand it. Here I am.
He just took
for
off his
a team
glasses,
like
dang.
The Green Bay Packers, who spent years avoiding letting Brett Favre go to a division rival, in this case, the Minnesota Vikings. He wound up there anyways, okay?
Yeah.
In a roundabout, circumspect kind of a way.
Via the Jets.
Via the Jets. He wound up where the Packers didn't want him to go. The Eagles said, you know what?
We don't really care.
And I think that shows maybe a little bit of what the Eagles feel about his talent, possibly.
Let me get to my defense of
the
Eagles.
That they just say, we don't care if he goes to the Redskins.
One of the better.
We don't care if he plays twice.
One of the better emails I got was from Bleeds Green, one of our listeners.
Yes, he does bleed green, by the way. I cut him once,
Brennan, and he's 18 years old. But boy, is he a good writer!
That scared me.
And he watches all the games three times each. He watches it first
again,
time
Brennan.
As a fan, and then he watches it twice to analyze and break down every single play. And what he has noted He believes that Donovan McNabb has fallen from the lofts of the franchise quarterback, which is something that we need to fit in before the season begins, is our discussion on franchise quarterback. Okay. We have to. It's just, see, either we'll that or I'm going to have to write a full-on expose that'll be 3,000 words.
I'll give you 1,000 words. Write it.
No, it'll be 3,000 words. I mean, it's going to
be very
sick.
Long, but, you know.
So articles are typically 700 words or less. Then you get into features, which range around 2,500 words. And I don't want to write a feature. I just would like to have a show. It's a lot easier than writing a feature. That takes weeks.
Well,
and
write the feature.
No, it's too long.
Look,
it's
I've looked at our schedule, and it's going
to
be difficult.
Why can't we just take 20 minutes to talk about franchise quarterbacks?
Well, that's not a feature. That's 20 minutes.
20 minutes of a podcast, 2,500 words written is about the same. It's not going to be as tight.
Je ne sais pas.
Je ne sais pas. Right. Parlez-vous français?
Oui, je parle
no.
français.
Parlez-vous anglais? Croissant.
Okay, so apparently we have French just word. Figured out the extent of Jeffrey's French.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes.
And I point a lot when I'm in France. I point.
qu'est-ce que c'est? That, right over there.
I forgot about qu'est-ce que c'est. But usually it's at the metro station because I can't even pronounce things. I'm like, I'm just trying to go here. So I just point on the map. And then they like... I'm like, no. Point. Usually I take their hand. Like, tell me to take the red one to the green one. So anyways, so here's what he says. And I think it's really fascinating. Based on numbers alone, this is from Brennan, who bleeds green. He never breaks the top 10 in any of the important categories anymore. So he no longer says he's elite. I am more than comfortable in claiming he is no longer a franchise quarterback. Was there a time when he was? Absolutely. But that time is long gone. I'd say his last great season was in 06 before he tore his ACL. He was on pace to have an excellent year before that. So this is the thing. The Eagles, a brass, apparently listens to an 18-year-old and have decided that they agree with his assessment. And it may be right.
No,
that Donovan is well past his prime.
Tell you what, over the last couple of years, the last two seasons, the Eagles made the playoffs. Once they won the division, the other they went as wild card last year.
They've all been on the arm of McNabb.
They don't even get anywhere near the playoffs.
Where's Brian Westbrook?
Donovan McNabb is not their quarterback.
The team lives and dies with Brian Westbrook. Remember that? Well, he hasn't been around.
Yeah.
And the team has gotten by on Donovan McNabb. So, which means he probably is a franchise quarterback.
Near the quarterback.
The playoffs.
The playoffs. If Donovan McNabb is not the quarterback, sorry, last year, corn on the cob, whatever, however you call him, Kevin Kubi, Scooby, Scrabbles, whatever his name is.
Cobblestone.
He got onto the field a couple of times and looked lost. The Saints made him look pathetic. He threw, I think, 3 picks in that game, and that is not going to get you very far. If he continues to play that way, Eagles don't win 5 games. I heard it here, and the season hasn't even started. We haven't even had training camps yet. I'm telling you, I just want to see one Kevin Cobb pass this season, and that's going to tell you everything you need to know about the Philadelphia Eagles this year. They've lost a lot of players on the defensive side of the ball. They've shipped out almost everybody and their dog.
Well, and Don McNabb pointed out Brian Dawkins.
And last year, their defense was shaky already.
Okay. I want to observation.
Okay. Observe.
It's a new word. It's a new voice for me.
Is it a new
observation?
Observation.
Could this all be the result of the Dallas Cowboys beating them twice late in the season?
It wasn't his fault.
I'm saying you're an Eagles fan, and there were so many 3-and-outs frequently against the Cowboys where the Cowboys' defense was playing out of their minds. And now that is just like Brett Favre, everyone's seeing him hobbling around, and why didn't he run? And that's like what your career is going to be defined at, which is crap. But is it possible that for the diehard bleeds green, they're so scarred by losing twice to the Cowboys in 2 weeks that they're like, you know what? The problem is it's we've known it's been McNabb all along. Let's ship him out of here. Let's get rid of this farce, this fiasco.
Here's what I would say to them. that, you know, they actually lost to the Cowboys three times last year. All they lost in Philly, in Dallas, and then again in Dallas.
Right.
It wasn't that much earlier. It was late in the season. They played the Eagles like twice within 6 weeks or something like that. But the deal is that one game, those three games, they won 11 games last year.
Right.
And of those 11 games, they were all mostly because Donovan McNabb had something to do with it.
Correct. Their defense was playing pee-pee caca.
Gave up points.
Right.
Tremendously.
Their secondary was very poor. Swiss cheese.
They didn't lose to the Cowboys because of McNabb. They lost to the Cowboys because, one, their offensive line was horrible. They had injuries on the offensive line, and the Cowboys exploited that to their advantage. And they chased McNabb for both of those games there.
Yes, he was on the run quite a bit, which
is
good.
And then the Eagles' defense couldn't stop Romo and the Cowboys' offense. Just the very next week, Vikings held the Cowboys to 3 points.
My only question is how reactionary this might be. And those things were very deep scars. The Eagles fans thought, hey, we could go all the way, another NFC championship.
I tell you what.
And
The defense plays like they played last year, Eagles don't win more than six games.
They don't win six games.
Six games this year.
So here's the latest. So we just, as we said, had the press conference where Mike Shanahan introduced Donovan McNabb. Shanny just did. He did a top notch job. Really terrific. He's so easy to listen to. Mm-hmm. He does such a nice job. He was very.
Do you love him?
No, like
you
him though.
Kiss him.
Hug him. I would like to hold a Super Bowl ring. But then again, I'd like to hold anybody's Super Bowl.
Anybody's Super Bowl. Which, by the way,
you have had the pleasure. I know. But remember, yes. I had my finger bruised by Mike Holmgren's when we shook hands.
Yes, that's true.
He bruised my finger with
his
Super Bowl
ring. Got to take Broski's Cowboys Super Bowl ring and put it on my finger.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
And it didn't fit me because he's got big old fat.
They're size 13 or 14 fingers.
So it just kind of like there, and then it just kind of like hung
rattled
my
around,
finger.
And then it dropped to the ground, and all the diamonds fell out. I'm so sorry. So Shanny introduces him, makes a great speech, talks about his five NFC Championship appearances in 11 season, and then he tells the story about last night or the night before Sunday night when his wife asked him. So before Donovan got there, when was the last time they had been in an NFC Championship game? And Shanny says, I don't know. And so, you know, he went and looked it all up, being the guy, and he found out it had been 20 years before McNabb had been there, that since they had been to the big dance. And it's like, you know what? This is probably the greatest quarterback that the Eagles have ever had.
Well, let's see. 20 years.
And put it right into Jaws. Mike Jaworski.
Yeah. It's like 20 years, no NFC championship games.
And then you go regularly.
And you're there five times.
Yeah.
Now you only won.
You don't win, but you know what?
They won once. They got to the Super Bowl
but
once.
But then, again, McNabb, I love McNabb's comments. He said, you know what? John Elway was 34 when Shanny showed up in Denver.
That's right.
And nobody had done anything. And he had always worn the collar of he can't win the big game and stuff.
And then he won two.
I just think it's interesting.
And then he won two.
And he mentioned, you know, Brian Dawkins being released.
Yes.
From the, you know, he threw a few jabs. And he said, quote, they're clearly in a rebuilding mode, and quote, they're going young. I guess I'm too old. And then he mentioned Brian Dawkins being an example of that, being released the year prior.
Well, yeah, what he said was that, you know, Brian Dawkins got released because they asked him, were you surprised they let you go? And he's like, look, last year they let Brian Dawkins. He's like, and he is like
he's a gamer.
The Eagle. If anyone says Eagles, they're like, Brian Dawkins. And when they released them, everybody's like, hey, everybody can be replaced.
And it was very clear.
Everybody can replace.
As I've been communicating to my children, especially my daughter, now that you're working with her in the entertainment world.
Yes, yes.
I came up with an analogy yesterday for her that was very useful. A piece of talent, of which Steven and I are also pieces of talent, are nothing more than commodities. And now for a 12-and-a-half-year-old, the word commodity is like eyes glaze over. Fine. Right. Think of a commodity like this, a pencil.
Yes.
A pencil. That is what a professional athlete, talent, a model, whatever. You are a pencil. And there are many other pencils out there. When the pencil ceases to be useful, then you get another pencil. And that is the emotional attachment that most organizations place on their players, most entertainment franchises. At the Angels game last night, Steven, not one word was made about the passing of Rory Marcus, the Angels' longtime announcer.
It was all over the broadcast, though.
Okay, but again, I was at the stadium. So the broadcasters felt really guilty that they were now taking his job and moving it in a different direction and stuff because he died. But at the stadium, they used his voice 25 times in clips and highlights and things like that. Could have, just for a second, said, we're going to take a moment of silence to appreciate someone who has meant the world to LA sports. People may not like him, but he's been around. He's a native of Los Angeles, and he's covered the Clippers. He's covered USC, UCLA. He's covered the Angels for the last 5 years, and not one word was made. Why? Because he's a commodity. Didn't cross our mind to have a moment of silence for him. Didn't cross our mind because he's a commodity. We got new guys. We're moving on. That's what we do. And this commodity thing is unfortunate, but it is the reality. So McNabb goes on to throw a few other jabs, talking about guys willing to do anything it takes. And he was saying, that's not what's going on right now in Philadelphia. Regarding Andy Reid, stating that McNabb would know that he was the guy on opening day, he says, it's a good thing I have cable, so I know what's really going on. So that's the situation there with Donovan McNabb.
I don't think that was a jab at the Eagles. I think that was a jab at
he meant it very broadly. Yeah, it was a jab at pundits.
Media.
It was a jab at pundits.
Sources. He kept saying sources.
Sources kept saying this. Where did you hear that? From a source? But at first, before he got off on that tirade, on that particular angle, he was talking about, it's a good thing I have cable, so I knew that what Andy Reid said wasn't true and that I was being shopped all over the place.
Right.
So that, again, you are a commodity, unfortunately, when you're an athlete. And as DC Sports Guy pointed out,
what's a commodity?
It's something traded generally that has value to somebody like corn. I know you know, but there are younger listeners, and, yes, and this is edutainment.
Well, and what I would say
pork
is
pork bellies.
Go look it up.
Well, I say watch Trading Places. Far more entertaining way to find out what a commodity is. Orange futures.
And orange frozen juice concentrate or whatever. What is it?
It was orange frozen concentrate.
Yeah.
Futures. It was a great movie. So DC Sport Guy said, though, you know what? When you're making in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe millions, it's maybe not poor form to be treated like a commodity.
Yes.
And he's got a point. So we're not crying in our coffee for anybody here, but we're just saying this is what it is. And McNabb knew it as well as anybody, and we wish him well and very excited for Redskins Nation that they actually have a chance of winning more than 5 games. Now, this brings us to the Jason Campbell question. What then becomes of Jason Campbell?
Well, Jack Del Rio has already come out and said, I deny any interest in
dibs!
Jason Campbell.
Oh, he didn't say dibs?
No, he didn't say dibs. He was denying any interest in Jason Campbell.
I deny that I said dibs. I was saying Dobbs.
There is Oakland.
Yes.
Buffalo.
St. Louis. Buffalo.
St. Louis and Arizona.
And Jacksonville. Let's be honest.
No. He denied.
And Carolina probably.
Yeah. You know what?
You forgot that Carolina exists as a franchise now.
He's a Redskins quarterback.
Is.
No, I'm talking about
Jason Campbell.
But
he should not be backing up.
I've always liked the kid.
He's never been given a real chance, and everyone admits that.
Well, yeah, you've changed offensive coordinators and offensive systems
coaches
every single year you've been in existence there.
It's hard to say for sure that you're the problem when you really haven't been given more than a few plays with the same guy to do stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Every year it's regurgitating a brand new playbook. Thanks! So for Jason Campbell, we don't know. We don't suspect that he will remain in the organization for much longer. His value is too high. There is too many needs out there for starting quarterbacks in the National Football League. Yeah. So that brings us to the other big story. Oh, by the way, for
the Cowboys getting rid of Flozell Adams and Ken Hamlin.
Well, as Jordan said, and he quipped, and I really, really liked it, this should take them from the bottom in yards, penalty yards allowed, to right there in the middle where they belong with most teams.
Flozell wasn't responsible for all of those
penalty
yards.
No, he wasn't, but he said that he puts them now in the middle where they'll just have a regular amount of penalties instead of league leading, which is not where you want to be. But just a quick shout out, birdsfan.com is where our Bleeds Green buddy Brennan is out there and hosts a nice site.
Birdsfan.com.
BIRDSfan.com. For Eagles fans, that's where you want to go.
The St. Louis Rams have said goodbye to the Scarecrow. I would not just be a nothing. My head all full of stuffin', my heart all full of pain. Mark Bolger.
Okay, I was hoping you were going to keep going. I would be a ding-a-dairy because that's my favorite line. Honestly,
Mark Bolger's been released by the St. Louis Rams, and it looks that perhaps they're clearing the way for quarterback Sam Bradford to be taken with the number one pick.
Okay. I would also rather have you gone here. John Mellencamp, Brandon Scarecrow.
See, I have absolutely no idea what that has to do with Mark Bolger.
You said he was Scarecrow.
Because Mark Bolger is the name of the actor who played Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz.
It wasn't Mark Bolger. It was Ray Bolger. Ray Bolger.
It wasn't with an S. It was just Bolger.
Now you're going to look it up. Ray Bolger Scarecrow says, did you mean it should... Come on. Did you mean Ray Bolger?
Bolger, right.
B-O-L-G-E-R.
But it's Bolger. Scarecrow. It's pronounced the same way.
I'm looking at pictures. How quaint, Stephen. Look at the pictures. How cute.
But it's Bolger. There's no S.
How cute. No, it's just Bolger.
It's pronounced exactly the same as Mark's last name. And that's why Berman calls him the Scarecrow, because Mark Bolger.
I didn't know that. I've never heard Berman do that. Oh, by the way, yes. I know that we're on to other things, but... we were talking about look at that picture.
That's awesome.
Ray Bolger as the Scarecrow. Yes, nice black and white of him.
That is good.
The great movie. You know what? This show, we did not have time to outline it cleanly. So it's going to be just kind of piecemeal. Chris Berman, you shouted out, congratulations to Europe. ESPN America will now be showing Monday Night Football in its entirety, including its 90-minute pregame. For our friends outside the United States of America, you guys are in for a treat. Plan on phoning in sick on Tuesday mornings because, let me tell you.
Wouldn't it be Monday mornings?
No, it's after Sunday night, Monday Night Football.
Oh, they're doing Monday Night Football, yeah. So
Monday
morning.
Night Football will be shown just as it is in America.
So what you're saying now that...
The fastest 3 minutes in sports, which is just the best...
In the UK,
it can't fall any further in Europe. Productivity is already pretty low in Europe.
What is it?
Oh, yeah.
People don't go to work there much?
Well, it's just the vacations. You're given 9 months vacation out of the year.
9 months?
Or maybe it's 10.
Is that another exaggeration?
Extreme.
Okay.
That's why. I make them extreme
so
it's obvious.
9 weeks?
It's not far.
Right.
Depending on the amount of service, you get a lot. So anyway... But congratulations for ESPN
again,
America.
Aren't we moving to the UK?
Jeez.
To London?
Because of the weather? Because we have friends here?
Nine.
We have friends there, but the weather here is way better.
I make friends.
Stephen makes friends anywhere. I don't. I'm a curmudgeon. So my brother and I.
Because I got friends here, and I'll get friends there.
And I won't. See, I was talking with my brother about being a curmudgeon and what it means. And it's
you're a curmudgeon.
I don't know if you've noticed, Mark and I have very similar personalities.
Yes.
Have you noticed that?
No.
But think about it.
You and your brother are completely different.
We are. Yes. But I'm talking about just the base emotion.
Okay. No.
The way we look at life. The way we look at life. How's that?
I don't know. Maybe it's just because I've had different conversations.
Well, you like my brother more than me, and that's fine. My mom likes you more than me. Everyone likes everyone more than me. That's fine.
That never came out of my mouth.
He comes to visit me, and he spends the whole day plumbing Steven's house. That's fine.
That's not what happened, you boob.
It's a massive misrepresentation of the facts, but it's funny. Fact is, Steven's poor pipe, just you touch it, and it just fell apart in somebody's hand. It crumbled. God, it was awful. My brother's really responsible
and
building
Mark's
guy.
Like, here, hold this metal. I'm like,
hold this metal.
This isn't metal.
You mean
metal?
This piece? This metal that is now crumbled cheese in my hand?
It was. Yeah, that pipe was freaking expensive.
Well,
dude.
It's European.
Yeah, what's up with your? You know what? I'm going to Europe just to find
just
that
to have cheaper plumbing.
Yeah, just to find that piece
and bring it home. You know, I'm thinking. So for the fantasy football listeners, it seems likely we're going back to London this year.
Yes,
it seems very likely. So for fantasy football winners that won and are overseas,
it is my fault. I'm going to take the blame here.
Wow, timestamp.
You have not
timestamped.
A lot
damn.
Of timestamps on this
wow.
show. That our fantasy football winners from last season
have not been paid.
Have not received
Good
an
guess.
Email saying, congratulations, you won. This is what you're winning. Do you want autographs or not? Dude has been under just some crazy life changes. How about that?
Changes.
Yes. So anyways,
Steven
that
is now
being aside,
going to be called Stefana. Speaking of changes,
I'm going to speak like this. Dude, hello, people.
Dude, I got this to say. I haven't told you this.
What?
I have a friend.
You're getting a sex change.
I have a friend who has gone that route.
Really?
Yeah.
You've never told me that. You've never shared that.
Well, because I don't really like to think about it a whole lot. I am now officially part of the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender world.
Yes.
Got that going for me, which is not nice. It's a sad, sad world. Nobody in there wants to be in there, generally.
Right.
And it's just sad. I've got a friend who's now...
Who did that?
I'm not even going to give his name. But let's say that his name was Tim. It's now Tamantha or something like that, you know?
Right.
Only it's a more logical name because I don't want to throw him under a bus.
No, right, right. No, that's fine. But how is Tim doing?
He feels free.
Right.
But for the rest of us who have known him since college, it's like... Yes. This is kind of weird.
Yeah, I haven't been there yet.
Gender dysphoria. I wrote papers on it when
friends,
I was in grad school.
Who are
gay?
Gay
is
I
totally different than the gender dysphoria
different.
Thing.
I've not yet experienced that path.
Yeah,
I did see a movie on HBO that just left me sobbing.
It's sad, isn't
yeah,
it?
This
is my point. I mean, this is a really sad thing.
Yeah.
So speaking of sad things. Should we bring in Aaron Rodgers here? But again, for those, Chris Berman, ESPN America, being now shown on most cable channels in Europe, you guys are in for
I
a
hope
treat.
You mean Sean Rodgers, because I've got
Rodgers.
Nothing to say
Aaron
about Aaron Rodgers.
We like Aaron. We like Aaron.
Yes. Well,
Sean Rodgers time.
We can bring in
it's
Sean
It's a time
Rodgers
for the good old boy, Steven.
Until we do.
Just a good old boy. Certainly. Never meaning no harm.
Little dim.
Beats all you ever saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day he was born.
Sean Roberts.
Roberts. He wasn't going to rob anybody.
Sean Rodgers was robbing, but he wasn't robbing. Sean Rodgers of the Cleveland Browns allegedly tried to carry.
He didn't allegedly nothing. He pleaded
he
not
allegedly.
Guilty. He admitted that
did
he did it, but he
guilty.
Pleaded not guilty
well, how
to
can
the
you,
crime.
How could you plead not guilty to the crime if you actually did it? It's not alleged now because the report I'm reading from the Associated Press says that he allegedly tried to carry a gun.
We always use the word. Yes, the hammer was back.
Chamber with a bullet
no,
in the chamber.
Bullet in chamber,
cocked.
Hammer backed. In safe mode.
In safe mode.
Now that is a relative
airport
turn.
Security.
When you have a bullet chambered and the hammer back,
yes.
Safe mode is a relative term.
Is it like Windows XP when you put it in safe mode, nothing really works?
Yeah, no.
So in this case,
basically,
since it was in safe mode, the gun doesn't really work.
Steven, I have been researching this to death, being a gun guy. I want to know what kind of gun it is.
Well, and I'm just asking because I know that when you put Windows XP into safe mode,
nothing works. Yes,
so
it's similar.
Do you put the gun in safe mode and nothing works?
It's similar to that. The only difference here is that depending on the type of gun is how easily it's taken out of safe mode.
You could brush it against your skin and it gets taken out of safe mode.
No, there needs to be some intentionality. There's usually a button that is depressed.
Right.
Now, here's my concern.
But that button can accidentally get pressed when you're taking it out of a bag, and lo and behold, you shoot yourself in the groin.
Or maybe you're airport security and you're rifling through a bag with your hands.
Right.
See, I remember being at Heathrow back 25 years ago. Okay, London Heathrow Airport.
Yes.
And I had.
I love it there, by the way.
I was running late. That place is crazy.
I have great memories of London Heathrow.
Running?
They're great memories, though. Everybody was so kind to make sure that I somehow made that this big, huge, gigantic 299-pound guy is running through the airport. He's going to make this plane on time, whether it kills him or not. All right, that's an
the
exaggeration
English
on my weight.
Terminally but,
that's
kind.
How, that's probably how I look like to some people. That was rolling down, running with eight bags hanging on.
Now, just like I love the Eagles line from Life in the Fast Lane. He was brutally handsome and she was terminally pretty. Yes. I love that line. Well, yeah, the Brits are terminally nice.
Are they?
So speaking of terminals.
And to Mary Lou at British Airways. Yes. Thank you. That's all I've got to say.
There you go. Got that going for you. So Cleveland Hopkins Airport was the scene of this little fiasco.
31-year-old.
And
do we got his apology?
Yes, dude.
I want to play his apology.
Well, I want to play his apology, but I want to start off. I want to go chronologic here.
Okay.
And so we have his time in the courtroom there in Cleveland, Ohio, where his attorney did all the talking for him. This is a very, very brief statement. This is one of the briefest court appearances known to mankind. Right.
And Sean, just be lucky you're not in New York, buddy.
Oh, geez. You'd be doing time.
Yeah, that's what I'm
you
saying.
You and Plax could share a cell.
Yeah.
But no, again.
Be lucky you're not in New York.
I'm in a nightclub. I've got a gun. And it goes off and I shoot myself and I go to jail. I'm in Cleveland, Ohio at Hoskins Airport, and I try and get a gun onto a plane. I didn't mean to. Sean will admit to that, and I believe him.
Right.
He didn't mean to have the gun in his carry-on bag, but with airport security being what it is and, I don't know, terrorism being what it is today.
I got a question. I'm raising my hand.
Floor acknowledges Stephen Miranda.
Thank you very much.
Hand raise.
How can you not? How?
Oh, Steven, that's my whole point.
Dumb as a post. Do you got to be to not know that there's a gun in your carry-on?
I prefer stump. Just if we're comparing dumbs. I know,
whatever it is.
A tree stump is a little dumber than a post. Because a post, Steven, someone went and drove it into the ground.
But
so there's some intentionality.
There's no life
to it.
Object, there's no life
but
to it.
But a stump never asked
but
to be a stump.
But there's at least life.
No, it's a stump.
It could try to
it's
grow.
It's been cut off.
It could try
it's
to grow again.
It's life source, Steven.
But the stump, if it's not taken out of the ground, is still basically alive. It can regrow.
Well, generally, all the stumps I've seen don't have much going on. There may be a little branch that starts to, a green
well,
thing that
go.
Starts to sprout
but
up.
But it's still
and
living.
Stumps, I'll give you that. A post, it I mean, doesn't just, grow it, anything doesn't except anything. For moss, maybe.
It just stays there.
I just like the dumbest stump.
Okay.
So anyway, speaking of dumb as a stump, let's get back to it. Here is the
Sean
lawyer.
Rogers.
Here's his lawyer first. Then you'll hear
oh,
from Sean.
Gosh, all right.
This is the briefest appearance in court. The taxpayer expenses of doing this to
me,
have this be said. You've got 60 people. You've got bailiffs, court reporters, counsel for both sides, a judge and stenographer, and then all the gallery.
Then all the security
for
people
this.
To get into the
well,
courtroom.
Well, those are bailiffs. Those
so,
are bailiffs.
Well, no, but that's like in the – bailiffs are in the courtroom.
Right. The bailiff there's is the cop for the courtroom.
Right, right.
And then
there's
other
all the other guys
right.
for the building.
All that
stuff.
For this. Ready?
Yes.
Your Honor, please not guilty. We've signed a waiver of preliminary hearing. Ask that the bond be continued.
That's it. We ask for a waiver of continuance.
And
the judge says,
like,
agreed.
And then that's it.
That's
and then
it. We're done. Thanks for coming.
Our legal system.
So Sean goes
did
on.
Did I tell you about my latest speeding ticket?
When did this happen?
No, about a year and a half ago.
Oh, damn. I'm like, dude, you're getting into 2-point land.
No,
that's going to cost you on insurance.
No, because I won the last speeding ticket because the cop didn't show up. Let me tell you that pain in the butt.
Well, do we have time?
Real quickly.
Do we really have
so
time?
So I get the speeding ticket, in which I was not speeding.
No.
And I explained to the police
Steven
officer
never speeds.
Three times, dude, I'm not speeding. Still writes me a ticket. I was not speeding. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to contest this.
I had you at 78 miles an hour,
I'm
sir.
Going to contest this in court because I was not speeding. I don't know which one
I
of these other cars
miles an hour,
around me you hit with your gun, but it was not me.
I had you
and
at
I will
miles
see you
hour,
at court.
Sir.
And the cop's like, okay. So then I got to go to the court.
Yep.
just to plead not guilty.
Correct. And that's involves and standing then, in lengthy lines.
Yes. And then that's when I'm, because in Texas, you go to court and that's your court date and that's when you're going to duke it out with the cop.
Not here in LA.
No.
We drag this on for months.
Exactly. So I go to court and I'm, that's what I'm expecting.
Then they send a date. They set a date.
That's all. They're like, how do you plead? I'm like, what do you mean? I'm not guilty. I'm here to, you know, defend myself.
Come back in 3 months.
Yeah. And they're like, okay, see the court person. Clerk. She'll
look at the calendar.
She will, you know, make a date. I'm like, what do you mean? I'm here.
I'm ready to be done with this.
They're like, no.
No.
So then I go back, right? And then the clerk tries to charge me like $350 to post bail.
Sure.
I'm like, I'm not going to post bail.
Didn't do nothing.
I'm not giving you any money. I've done nothing wrong.
Then you can go to jail.
And she's like, well, why did you ask the judge for, to not have to post bail?
To postpone bail.
Yeah, no, not to defer bail. Not to pay bail, yes. And to be released on your own recognizance.
Right.
And I was like, I got to ask to not post bail for a speeding ticket?
Yes, and you can do that 3 weeks from Thursday.
So anyways, they wouldn't let me go back in to see the judge
then and there. That's correct.
I had to set up a date to come back and ask her to not let me pay bail.
Correct.
Okay, so now when I did that, then I got a court date 3 months. What happened to the speedy? What is your
one of your amendment rights? Yes, one of your rights is to a speedy trial.
What happened 3 months down the line? So then 3 months down the line,
the state of California's
I go,
broke.
And the dude isn't there.
He's not obliged to show up. If he shows up and you don't, then you're not guilty. It's that simple.
Yeah, so I wasn't guilty. So they throw it out.
Right.
And dismissed. I'm like, but it took all that.
Yes, it did. A lot of time, a lot of money. Away from work, away from family. Well, look, dude, I showed up at my thing.
I hate our judicial
system. I showed up
system.
At my thing, and the cop hadn't filed the report. So it's be there on or before this date, and I also hadn't done anything wrong.
Right.
And, he hasn't filed the report. He has 30 days after this date to file his report. So just come back. That's after waiting in line for 45 minutes.
Yeah, I will see. At that point, that makes me want to shoot somebody.
Yeah.
And then I'll, you know what? I haven't done anything wrong.
Have now.
But now I'm going to.
Have now. So now I got to go back. So here's Sean Rogers. Afterwards, he comes out of the courthouse and he says this.
I was just late to the airport, not giving it much thought and not doing my due diligence in searching and making sure that the gun was properly put away or stowed.
So that was what he said, but here's the kicker piece in his presser.
By no means did I intend or willingly or knowingly take a firearm into the airport.
By no means did I. Well, I'm going to even play it again because it's so good.
By no means did I intend or willingly or knowingly take a.
Intend, knowingly, or willingly take a gun into an airport.
Yes.
All right, let's break this down. What's wrong with this riddle?
You don't have the apology part, though? That's the one that got me.
I just cut it down to the bare essentials, okay. Steve, for sake of
this
time.
This is the part where he's like, I feel great remorse.
I feel great remorse to my teammates, to my family, to the Cleveland Browns organization.
I'm very remorseful
about this incident. I certainly know the law. I know that I was in grave violation of the law, and I know the consequences of such behavior. That's why I pled not guilty. Wait, I know the consequences. That's why I pled not guilty. He didn't say that, but that is what he did. He pled not guilty. He knows the consequences. The consequences are you're guilty, son. So what he's going to, I don't know how his lawyer is going to try and weasel his way out of this one.
But
the fact is, he had acknowledged.
Here's the thing, though. Do you know what the max penalty of jail time is for this
offense?
In Ohio?
No.
18 months.
Again. So this is trying to sneak a gun onto an airplane
in
Ohio.
New York, you're going away for 5 years.
Of course. Now, Stephen, I don't want there to be reciprocal laws in every state that mirror each other. No, Stephen.
Yeah.
I'm a state right guy. I'm a huge state right guy.
I got your state right here.
That's the whole reason that we advocated from the British crown and formed our own country, and we farmed out a lot of rights to the states to let them make their own decisions.
Yes.
This should not be one country where we share every law in common. That would make it stupid.
When it comes to militia,
when it comes to military, sure.
And guns and how you can carry a gun and not carry a gun. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No.
It is absurd.
It is absurd that you cannot drive through New Jersey.
In this country, in one state and you live by a law and you follow those laws and you go to another state, a neighboring state, right next door, and you do the exact same thing you do when you're at home, and you can get busted for far worse than I follow the law that I've always followed my whole life.
Well, what do you think about my situation,
Steven? I'm just
trying
to drive to visit my mama.
Let's talk.
And now you're going to put me in jail for 5 years? That is freaking ridiculous.
Now let's talk about my situation. I have a permit issued in the state of Utah to carry a concealed weapon in 30-plus states.
Okay.
California is not one of those.
Yeah.
So virtually anywhere I go in this country, I am permitted to carry a concealed weapon. Not in California. Now, the second I cross the Nevada state line, I'm wearing a gun. Second I cross in Arizona, I'm not wearing a gun because they're not one of the ones that recognize the Utah. They don't have reciprocity with the laws of Utah. And so every state decides whose laws they're going to have reciprocating rights with. And so here's the dish with Sean Rogers. He is issued a concealed weapons permit in the state of Michigan. He played his time in the Lions. This guy's a Pro Bowler, okay? So this is no small player. The reason we're talking about him is because he's a significant player. And three Pro Bowls, I think, makes you significant. Just because he plays on the other side of the ball don't mean he don't count. He's loved, too. He's a real football player. But he maintains a residence in Michigan. He's looking to actually sell his residence in Michigan. But there is reciprocity between Ohio and Michigan. So he is permitted to carry a concealed weapon in Ohio because he has a residence in Michigan, which is where his concealed permit was acquired. And I assume legally, we got no reason to believe otherwise.
Right.
So he's fine carrying in Ohio, but he just knows better. Anybody in their right mind knows, I think you're aware of this age of terrorism, that we do not permit people to go into airports, places of assembly, churches, synagogues, courthouses, any public place, basically, you don't carry a concealed weapon into. That's illegal in most places in most states, okay? Yeah. Here's the deal. My problem is this.
By no means did I intend or willingly or knowingly take a firearm into the airport.
Now, how is it that you don't know you have a gun? This is my problem. There's all sorts of people that are anti-guns that say no one should have a gun unless you're like a law enforcement. That's fine. That's debatable, but that's not the point. My point is, if you are, ask anybody who owns guns how much care they take over caring for their guns, knowing whether they have their gun, knowing where their gun is. If you are somebody who misplaces a gun, where's your gun right now, Jeff? Boy, could be in the glove box of my car, might be on the mantle, might be on the bedside drawer, might be under the bed. I'm not really sure where my gun is. Steven, ask me where my guns are.
Jeffrey, where are your guns?
Locked up right now in the box right over there.
Okay.
Where are they usually? Locked up in the box right over there. And if I'm going shooting, they're locked up in the box over there that's in the trunk of my car because I follow California state law, and they're not loaded. He had a bullet chambered. He had the hammer back, which means take off safety, bang, you're dead, and a light tap of the trigger. That is the point of the hammer going back for those who don't know about guns, because most people don't know about guns because you don't grow up with them. I grew up with them. I grew up in a very rural area.
Yeah, look, I'm just saying, you need to know where your gun is. Yeah.
By no means did I intend or willingly or knowingly take a firearm into the airport.
I heard it best said by Jim Rome.
I agree with you that you didn't do it willingly and you didn't intend it. But knowingly?
That makes you stupid.
If you didn't knowingly do it.
If you didn't know that you had the gun in your bag.
You shouldn't have one.
You shouldn't have one. That's what Steven said, and I couldn't agree more. If you don't know, you shouldn't have one. You lose your right to have a gun. If you lose a gun, you lose your right to have guns. They're dangerous, yeah. People. All right.
It's like Elena, just real quickly, my daughter, who is only eight, actually. She's going to turn nine. She's in the third grade, but we've got this thing now where I'm picking her up after school. So I got a cell phone just for her to just, you know, it's off all day at school. It's in her backpack.
That's all school rules.
Off. That's right. It's off. And
the minute she's an 8-year-old need a cell phone.
And the minute she's out of school, she turns on the cell phone and she will have received a text from me, whether telling her I'm going to be on time or giving her instructions on where I'm going to pick her up.
Status report.
Yeah, status report.
So it's just a text.
Yeah, just a text. She knows. You know, what's going to happen after school? She knows maybe you need to go with your friend Nula, and Nula's mom knows that she's going to pick you up today or whatever. You know, just
she knows.
She knows what's happening. Or daddy's, you know, in the parking lot waiting for you, or daddy will be 5 minutes late. She has an understanding of what's going to happen after school. That's why she has it. We thought it's the best way for her to get communications from daddy. That's a good way. But if she were to lose it, and she asked me, she's like, Daddy, what happens if I lose my phone? Then I'm like, if you lose it, then you won't get one for a very long time.
Well, that's tough because Jordan's on his third phone already, or his fourth.
But you're making him pay for his own.
Absolutely.
That's right. Yeah. She
and she has no means of paying for it. Jordan gets an allowance.
Yeah.
And so that means he goes on fewer dates because he lost his phone.
Right.
You know,
so now he's got to pay for another one.
Right.
But no, I'm like, she's like, what happens if I lose the phone? I'm like, you lose the phone, you don't get another one until you're 21.
Okay. Another little quick shot NFL news here.
Yes.
Anthony Hargrove agreed to the New Orleans Saints tender offer.
Some dollars there.
And $1.2 million is what they tendered him that offer, and he accepted that offer. And now New Orleans, they would have been compensated with a third-round draft choice, as Steven explained so well 2 shows ago. But he didn't take a better offer somewhere else. He decided to stay at home, and who can blame a guy on a Super Bowl defending team? So good job for Anthony Hargrove. Very happy for him. Great guy, great player.
The Seattle Seahawks and the Detroit Lions, Jeffrey, are true. They pulled off a little trade.
Wait, Seattle Seahawks and the Detroit Lions?
Yes.
See, I'm watching the Lions to trade that number 2 spot in the draft because they can't afford it and they don't need it.
I see. Well, they did trade picks, but it wasn't that one.
Okay.
Seattle traded guard Rob Sims to Detroit, and in return they got defensive end Robert Henderson. It was also announced that the teams swapped draft picks, with Seattle getting Detroit's 5th-round pick and the Lions getting Seattle's 2 7th-round picks.
Not that significant.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here's a really big deal. We got to keep our eye on this. The Ben Roethlisberger continues to develop that story, and he is likely finished. He is supposedly not going to – he's done talking to cops, basically. 20-year-old woman told police that Roethlisberger had been out bar hopping with friends, assaulted her in March. He has not been charged, as previously reported by ESPN's Kelly Nacki. Roethlisberger talked to Medjville police the night of the alleged attack, but he would come back to Georgia for an interview with the police, but the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. It hasn't happened, and Blue doesn't expect they will. We're still hoping for an interview, but I doubt we'll get it, Blue said. Ed Garland, attorney for Roethlisberger, said the quarterback is innocent of any crime and no sexual assault has occurred. This according to ESPN.com. So that is the latest in the Ben Roethlisberger ongoing melodrama there. Feel really crummy for all sides involved in that. And in other news, Mark Bulger, Stephen reported, was released by the Rams. Don McNabb moved. Jason Campbell. Coach Shanahan confirmed Tuesday's presser that Jason Campbell has been given the green light to seek a starting opportunity with another team.
Ooh.
This is just up-to-the-minute news here that we're bringing you.
Yeah. Sorry, kid. You're out the door. Nothing against you.
Yeah, really, nothing against you. According to Chris Russell of 106.7 The Fan in Washington, at least one high-level Redskins source is opposed to the idea of the team pursuing T.O.
Oh, opposed.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, no one. I mean, T.O.'s out of job right now. He's just out there looking.
And on our Brett Favre continuing watch, the Brett Favre saga.
At this time,
he has stopped into his alma mater at Southern Miss, the Golden Eagles spring practice on Monday.
Nice.
He watched practice and he talked to the team afterwards. asked if Favre offered any hints. This according to the Hattiesburg American.
I would like to trade places with Brett Favre for just one day, 24-hour period.
Does that mean to do whatever you want to do?
Hey, you know what? Dude, Brett Favre's here. But like, how you doing, people? I just want to watch you practice. Go ahead, you practice. And I'm not here.
And you guys have a great season, by the way. I'm out. Asked if Favre offered any hints as to whether or not he plans to play football in 2010, Eagles coach Larry Fedora replied, "He didn't say, and we didn't ask." That according to the Hattiesburg American.
Nice. All right, Jeffrey, we got to move. We are over.
I'm trying.
We're at an hour 14, and we've got the draft.
It's time.
AFC needs assessment, Jeffrey. All right, we're going to start in the AFC East, as we always do. Is that okay with you?
Well, we go alphabetic.
All right,
hold on. Let's just be clear about that. It's what we do,
but
Steven.
AFC East is first.
Correct. So let's start in Buffalo. Let's
start in Buffalo, yes.
There you go. We happen to be going worst to first.
You don't have them alphabetic.
The helmets are arranged properly based on how they finished last season.
But the season is over.
This is how they shall remain until they change. So you want them alphabetical now?
Everybody's 0-0.
Well, I'm still...
And when they're 0-0, they're all alphabetical.
I like the reminder of how they finished last season. I don't have any trouble doing the alphabetical. I really don't. It's really quite simple to me. You go Bills, Jets, Dolphins.
It's actually Bills, Patriots, Jets.
I'm going through the teams. Alphabetizing between Bills, Jets, Dolphins, and Patriots is not really complex.
It's Bills, Patriots, Jets, Dolphins.
There you go. No.
No.
Bills, Dolphins, Jets, Patriots.
Patriots, Jets. New England is before New York.
Jay, I thought we were going by mascots, not cities. Okay, fine. That's fine. Buffalo? Then let's talk about them properly. Buffalo, then
Miami,
New York, New England.
New England, New York.
Agreed. Let's get to work.
All right, Buffalo Bills.
What are they going to do at quarterback? Oh, my gosh.
Well, if you talk about the Buffalo Bills, I believe first and foremost, that's what are we doing? Trent Edwards, Ryan Fitzpatrick, experiment, or what did you decide to call him?
Experience.
The experience of Ryan Patrick. Trent Edwards, apparently you were in love with this guy. Now you're not.
Don't forget Brian Brohm.
Oh, yeah, the BB.
Wait, Steven. Boo. That is as much as Brian Brohm scares teams around the league. Any of you that jumped at your iPod hearing boo, you really should go be seen by a doctor.
Now, they do need offensive line help.
Dude, here, I want to trace back to the Jason Peters trade.
Ooh.
Nearly 1 year ago today, it was April 18th, 2009.
How'd that work out for him?
Yeah, Jason Peters was traded to the Eagles, whom we've been talking about quite a bit. And they immediately gave him a four-year extension for $53 million, and Eagles looked better because of that. And as a result, I truly believe that this directly resulted in the passing of their coaching staff this season because they never really replaced him. And Aaron Schobel, he's coming back from injury now. So they lost Schobel, and then they lost Peters. And so basically they had no pass rush at all. And now what they've got is a pass rush that can happen if they draft somebody. And although they do need a quarterback, I think their biggest other need is at defensive end. And they really need to establish a left and right side attack.
And they need wide receivers.
They need a lot of things,
Steven. They cut the T.O. experiment.
Derek Dockery was cut at guard in a cost-cutting move. They were in a mood to make those moves. And they're downgrading by going to Brad Butler at guard. I really think this team is in a heap of trouble. Derek Showman is in a more of a fullback, halfback role, so they need a tight end, if you ask me. Robert Royal was a huge disappointment. Salary cap casualty anyways. Running back Marshawn Lynch, he's had a second brush in with the law that didn't go well, so now they've got problems at running back. This is an organization that is a disaster, Steven.
Yeah. And are you ready for this?
Yeah, standing by.
This is huge. How many players are on an NFL roster at the beginning of the season?
64.
53,
that's close.
53. Do you know how many of the players on the Buffalo Bills roster were either a unrestricted free agent or restricted free agent at the end of last season?
50?
30.
Okay.
More than half of their players, they had to do something with.
They had to spend significant amount of their offseason working on their contracts.
They released
instead
five
of planning.
Of, they released five of them off the bat and said, yeah, see you later. So that still leaves them with 25 players. Amazing.
Well, that's why Robert Royal was cut, and I think he was one of the, although he hadn't been great for the Bills, he wasn't bad.
They also released Derek Fine, who I think was another tight end.
Yeah.
Yeah, Derek Fine is gone. They let go of T.O., obviously.
No, that's fine.
A couple other wide receivers, Justin Jenkins and Chad Jackson.
Actually, they didn't release Fine. Fine's still around, just to be clear.
I've got him as released.
Oh, okay. Never mind. My bad. Dang. Then they're in worse shape than I thought.
Yeah. Yep. He was released.
They're screwed
by the Bills. Yeah.
They're screwed because Fine wasn't even that good. But they needed him desperately.
Well, he only played in a couple games. I think he only played.
I'm
in
just
like
saying. Well, now that they've
last year.
Yeah. Yuck! 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 Yuck!
This team's a mess.
Wide receiver Josh Reed was maybe average. You know, let's talk about bright spot. Aaron Maben. He could maybe be a bright spot for this team, but he plays defensive end.
But we're not talking about bright spot. We're talking about what are they going
to
do in the draft.
And
this is the draft
need
show.
I'm just, well, we're assessing
they
the team.
They need everything.
They need everything. I say it starts at quarterback probably. And given where, what's their draft spot, Steven? Do you have
They have the ninth pick overall.
Well, then we're now not talking Tim Tebow time or, well, Tebow could fall that far, but
Tebow's
I don't want to go there.
Fall. Tebow's
He's
out
in
of the
second
first
round,
yeah,
probably. So again, I'm not really
Jimmy
high
Clawson?
On, I'm not that high in this year's batch of quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And so this is why I go outside left tackle and to try and actually at least have some sort of ferocious pass rush.
Dez Bryant, wide receiver. They need one. They need a playmaker.
Dude, they absolutely do. I would prioritize, as far as first round pick, I would go left tackle. Then I would prioritize wide receiver and probably quarterback then.
The Bills need sexy. They don't have sexy. They
Bills,
need sexy.
Sexy. Bills,
yes.
Sexy. Bills, sexy. That's
we need
Bacon.
Sexy time. They tried sexy time last year when they went for T.O. And it worked for the most part. I mean, he played decent ball when they would actually throw him the ball.
Yeah, for the most part.
But now they got rid of him. So if they want the fans to come back, I mean, new head coach, they need sexy time.
Who's the head coach? I don't remember. I mean, I was fine with Fuel. I think Fuel should have stayed.
Well,
he's now at the Bears. The funny thing is
the
you don't know either.
I have to look it up.
That's what that's how
the
sexy
heck,
they are.
Who the heck wound up coaching the Buffalo Bills, Jeffrey?
Maybe they haven't found somebody yet. I'm kidding. Bills fans are all very upset with this right now.
They are. Can you tell me, Jeffrey?
No. In the future, you know, what I planned is a whole bunch of cards for each team. It's like a little database, so we just click on it, and it's updated instantly with general manager and ownership and head coaches and offensive line and defensive line.
Oh, my God. I know
coach.
Why I forgot.
Because
who
you
they
tried
got.
To forget. Was it Schottenheimer?
Chan Gailey.
Chan Gailey? You've blocked that from your mind, actually.
I blocked Chan Gailey from my mind.
There you go. Chan Gailey, formerly the Dallas Cowboys. You know Chan very, very well.
Okay.
And you think the world of him, don't you?
I do. I love him.
He might be the right coach for this situation, Steven.
Chan Gailey. I forgot that it was Chan the Gailey man. All right, Chan Gailey's now the head coach in Buffalo. So you got Chan.
They haven't ranked higher than 25th in offense. Last year they finished 30th in offense.
Yeah. But that's, you know, because 3 days before the start of the season, they fired their offensive coordinator.
You've already covered that on a prior show. No repeats. We don't do reruns here.
I might do a rerun.
Yeah,
how stupid is that?
Well, it was pretty dumb. It didn't work out well for them at all.
They need you know what? I'm stamping for the Buffalo Bills. As a matter of fact, what I want you all to do with our assessment show, people, over the next two shows, write down the team name, and then stamp right next to the what we tell you they need. They need everything on this team.
Everything. Es todo.
Quarterback, offensive line, wide receivers, running back, defensive linemen. They're probably okay at the cornerback and safety position. So
that's about it.
That's about it. They need linebackers even. Okay?
Yeah, they do.
I mean, they need everything except for cornerbacks and safeties. So there you go.
This place a mess. So whom should they take with their first round draft pick?
I say that someone's going to have to take a shot at Jimmy Clausen, and I would think that the Buffalo Bills should take a shot with Jimmy Clausen.
Okay.
He's the quarterback from Notre Dame. He comes from a pro-style offense. He's played in a pro system. He knows how to read coverages that are similar to a pro-style defenses. You need a quarterback with sexy time. And Jimmy Clausen is going to
stop saying sexy time.
What? Yes, that's my little Borat for the day.
No, I know.
Okay.
With my sister, the number two prostitute in all the country. You make sexy time.
In all of Kazakhstan. Sexy time. That's what they need. And I'm going to go. If Jimmy Clausen is on the board and it gets to the Bills and they don't take him, I'm going to have some issues.
Yeah, they're putting in a brand new defense. They got so many things going on there.
Are they putting on the Ritz?
I don't know. It's just going to be bad. It's going to be bad there for a little while.
You know what? We should have gotten Greg to get his opinion.
Greg's out, man.
He's moved on to hockey. That's true. All right. I have nothing else to say about
this
team. Other than they need sexy time. The Miami Dolphins, Jeffrey.
Yep.
Is a team that is...
an enigma shrouded in a... yeah.
Inside of Pandora's box.
Right.
Yes.
So, they really need big-time wide receiving help. I think, to me, if you're going to make this thing spark, if you're going to make this thing go, Tegan Jr., he lacks the consistency of... being into a wide receiver, he is still best suited as a kick returner of some sort. And I think that the experiment of moving him in there, Devon Bess, he's a decent number three. Greg Camarillo, I joke about frequently. We liked him. He seemed like a really nice guy when we met him in London. But he is not playing lights out at all. And then we've got the Kenny Loggins song, Heart Life. And Hartline's, you know, maybe he could turn into something, but to me, that's Brian Hartline that we're talking about. He provides depth, and he seems to get some separation in the secondary from my point of view, but all these guys are getting at best two or three balls a game. Who's the guy that's going to get the 10 catches a game?
Well, I see Miami, they remember, 1-15 season.
Right.
Then 11-5, they win the division.
Right.
And then 7-9 last year.
Well, again, and that was the new transition under the new regime, the Bill Parcells-led era. And they improved dramatically, and then they fell back to the pack because the Wildcat wasn't fooling as many people as it used to.
You're right. But I don't think there are problems on the offensive side of the ball. I'm the Miami Dolphins, and I'm the big tuna and Soprano guy.
Yeah, Tony Soprano.
Soprano.
So you think linebacker?
I'm going defensive side of the ball. I am looking linebacker. I am looking safety. And I'm also looking on the line.
So nose tackle possibly.
I need a pass rush. I need to get somebody who's going to get to Brady and Sanchez and whatever quarterback the Buffalo Bills decide to throw out there, because those are the teams in my division. I'm going to play those guys twice. I need guys who are going to put some pressure on those quarterbacks.
Well, 13-year veteran Jason Ferguson had quad surgery this offseason, and he may not be 100%. He's their nose tackle. So he may not even be ready to start the season. He could be rehabbing. And their backup, Paul Solali, is very inconsistent. So it's like, what do you got? And
what do you got?
That's my point. And so I think maybe you do need to go offensive or go defensive line. Maybe, and still, Jabril Wilson signing was a bust at free safety. So I think you might be right, Steven. I think they may need to spend their drafts. Where are they drafting overall?
the Miami Dolphins this year because they didn't quite make the playoffs, but they had a much better record than other teams. They're in the middle of the pack. I think they're 12th overall.
They
have the 12th pick in the first round.
You're not getting
and then the 11th
pick. You're not getting Anthony Davis. You're not getting Gerald McCoy. You're not getting any of these big beastie guys that people want. So maybe does Jason Pierre-Paul fall down that fall? Paul fall down. All fall down. Ashes.
Miami was the problem. They were 22nd overall on defense last year. That's not going to win in the AFC East. Not when you've got the Jets and the Patriots on the offensive side of the ball seemingly doing pretty good, clicking on all cylinders. They got to get better. I'm not sure who will be available for them, to be quite honest.
I'm going
to
say that they really I think they should look at Dan Williams possibly. Might follow them out of Tennessee. He is a defensive tackle. He's 327 pounds. I mean, he's a beast.
Look.
And
you have to also look.
3-year starter for Tennessee.
You got to think it's the tuna here.
I know.
And what has the tuna made his career out of drafting?
Well, getting the shopping cart and doing the shopping.
Linebackers.
Right.
Lawrence starts with Lawrence Taylor. He brought in DeMarcus Ware for the Cowboys, Carl Banks. He makes a living out of getting great linebackers that can not only stop the run, but get in there and cause havoc in the backfield. And I would be surprised if
Navarro Bowman?
Possibly.
Sean Weatherspoon?
It's going to be one of the top linebackers.
You know what? I'm going to guess it's one of the Penn State guys. They have Sean Lee and Navarro Bowman are both coming out this year. And they're both big guys, and they're fast. And Penn State runs something similar to a pro offense.
The other reason why I think the Dolphins are going to be looking at the defensive side of the ball instead of the offensive side of the ball, they signed Richie Incognito on the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
So that leads me to believe they're not going to be looking for offensive linemen. Plus, the Dolphins will be. And they signed a dude just 2 years ago when they had the first pick.
They signed a guy.
Long, right? They got Long.
Howie's son, Chris Long.
No, Chris Long. That's the wrong Long. Chris Long went to the Rams.
Got it.
Jake Long.
Long went to the Rams. Yeah.
Jake Long went to Miami, and so I'm going to say defense side of the ball. That's where I go for the Dolphins.
Are you going linebacker or are you going defensive line?
Because of Parcells, I think he's going to be a linebacker.
Well, here's my problem with the Penn State guys is injuries. I don't know that Sean Weatherspoon is still going to be there for them. That would be probably the best player that they could take because, I mean, he's amazing. Big guy, strong guy, fast guy. He's just a smash-mouth football player with a great motor in the like of what Bill Parcells typically gets.
I think because we've got about 30 minutes to wrap the show up.
Yeah.
Let's give the needs assessment and not necessarily
going
who
to
we
the people. Dang. I love these guys.
I know, but we don't
okay,
have
the time.
We've done two teams.
Yeah, that's what we love to do is talk about football and talk about the teams. Yes. We like to talk about all the teams.
Yes. So we need
we can't get into the wine in the 4th of July.
Yes. How about just some assessment of what
Miami
we see them needing?
Defense. Boom.
Yes.
Big time.
All right.
New England Patriots.
We did. We already did on them. Yeah,
let's move on. New England Patriots. Pretty obvious that their biggest need.
They need a quarterback.
No.
The quarterback they got is crap. Man.
Yeah, he's awful.
He's awful.
My gosh.
He deteriorated at the end of the season.
What a pansy.
He started calling for penalties.
Tom Brady's
throw
great.
Throw me a flag, people.
It is right, obvious yeah. to anyone yes. who pays any attention
I
to the game that the
anymore.
Defensive side of the ball is where their needs are. When your coach goes for it on 4th and 2, he doesn't trust his defense.
I agree with you.
Thank you. I think he said as much. I truthfully think Belichick said so.
Linebacker and defensive line, I think, is where they need to look at.
I think defensive end even.
Well, yeah, that's defensive line.
Okay.
When I say defensive line, I'm talking about everybody on the line.
I mean, their early season trade of Seymour to the Raiders, that could end up kicking them in the butt more than they could even figure. I don't get that trade at all.
They were ready to move on.
Jeez.
Talk about commodities. This is a team that they have 53 commodities.
Man. No, this is a team full of commodities. You're right.
And you're like, We need a new defensive end.
At the same time, although the team has huge needs on defense, Steven, you cannot deny that the pressure has been on Tom Brady significantly since that Giants game two seasons ago. He has been under pressure more than he has in his entire career.
Under pressure.
So
I think offensive line is a concern. I don't think it's as big a concern as the defense.
Right.
Because I think last year what the Ravens showed in the playoff game against the Patriots is you can gash them for big runs.
Big time.
Right up the gut.
Absolutely.
And it's like, where's your middle linebacker? Where's your defensive lineman? Where's your nose tackle? Whoa! 15 or 20 yards, 30 yards. The big runs that Ray Rice busted against New England in the playoff game, and that was very obvious. And that's why I'm saying linebacker and defensive line.
Okay.
And I think did they get rid of their guy, their tight end, the dude?
Ben Watson?
Watson, Mr. Watson.
Dr. Yeah. Watson?
They got rid of him, so I think maybe even a tight end they might pick up later rounds.
Okay, there you go. The New York Jets. J-E-T-S.
Jets, these guys Jets. Right now.
Steve won't even spell with me. Harsh.
I'm not loving on the Jets as much as I did last year.
The change came like very abruptly. I didn't get the memo.
You didn't get the memo?
No, I didn't.
You know what it was?
No.
It was the arrogance of Rex Ryan.
Sure.
Early on in the season, I thought it was fun. You know, I loved it.
Early
on
in the season, you hated it.
No, I was
late in the season, you came to like it.
No, it was vice versa. It was late in the season. I was like, dude, shut up.
Well, I've always said, how long can you sustain that kind of thing where we're just going to smash him in the mouth? Guys eventually go, this is the same speech we've heard, man. We got to go out and play. I'm tired.
They don't need anything.
They don't need anything.
I'm not talking about them at all.
They need youth at the pass rush and nose tackle.
You talk about it.
I will. And at the wideout position, they need younger guys.
To me, they're known as the other team from New York.
Fine. So Steve is loving on the Giants. Note this. Weird things happen on this show. I think those are Cowboys fans. Those are Cowboys fans. They're just like, why are you loving on the Giants, Steven? So the Jets, I think they need to get younger. That's just me.
Well, I think similar to the Patriots, they need linebacker and defensive line help. It's always good to have big beefy guys on the offensive line. I think they would, but you know what strikes me?
What struck you
about the other team from New York and what they need?
What they
seriously need. If they were able to just roll over and let the commissioner flip a coin without them being present decide who's going to open the new stadium, they
deserve.
They deserve to be the other team.
I thought we were talking about team
needs.
Well,
then I'm not going to stop
it. Sean Ellis and Marcus Douglas are getting older and aren't that good.
They don't have a playmaker that you just look at their offense and you're like, yeah, watch out for that dude because he will hurt you.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they're picking 29th overall because they did make it to the title game.
That's right.
And picking 29th overall, I'm not sure there will be plenty of playmakers.
Steven, definitely agree with you. They need a slot receiver that can get them the high percentage pass catches on third downs. They need that probably more than anything. So defense is really good. But again, as I said, they're getting older. But I would agree, their top need should probably, and picking 29th, you say?
Yeah.
They are in a position where they could take one of the wide receivers that's out there that may be good.
Now, they did make a move, you know, obviously, which we really didn't talk about. They got the LaDainian Tomlinson from the Chargers.
I don't think his impact is going to be very significant.
I disagree.
I think
The man that coaches the other team from New York, he likes to run the ball.
His name is Rex Ryan.
Yes, he likes to run the ball.
He loves to run the ball.
Unlike the Chargers of the past couple of years, they became a pass-first team with Phillip Rivers, and they were like, to heck with running the ball. And I think that you utilize a LaDainian Tomlinson and a Sean Green the way Sean Green and Thomas Jones were utilized last year.
Right.
And I think you're going to see a much improved LT.
Well, I think LT would be best helped by upgrading Braylon Edwards and Jericho Cotchery.
Braylon's going to be fine if he catches balls.
Braylon's not going to be. Dude, I really thought he was going to push them over the top when he got traded. Jordan had him in fantasy football, started him everywhere because now he's on a good team. And
dude, he
got a lot of catches.
To the AFC Championship game.
He did not spark this team. Their defense is what sparked them. That's just my assessment of that. Let's move on to the AFC.
Late in the season, the Jets were scoring some points.
AFC North. Brings us to the Baltimore Ravens. No headbanging in the AFC North. We don't have time. If we don't have time, we don't have time.
No, AFC North.
Baltimore Ravens.
Los Ramones de Baltimore.
They really need guys to catch the ball.
I'm getting a sense, too, though, that didn't they make a play for they got Anquan Boldin. They got Anquan Boldin. I think that was their play for someone catching the ball.
Okay.
What I feel from the Baltimore Ravens is they're getting old on the defensive side.
Yes, they are, but it's still working, barely.
It's still working, but I think what makes their defense unique and powerful and strong is that they can get after the quarterback with the front four, and their cornerbacks are responsible, and their safeties, you're responsible to cover the rest of the field. Our front four, we're going to make a push and get at the quarterback. We're going to need you guys to be on island.
That's right.
And I think that those guys
have lost. So that leaves
the
secondary needs.
Their secondary have lost.
Well, T. Suggs is getting up there, and he's somebody that you build a team around. But now, you know, you need somebody to step into those shoes and to, just like as teams start to roll guys out, they need to fold guys in. And Suggs is a great teacher and a great inspirational leader. On that side of the ball. I think Kroger has shown some great development on that side.
They lost their safety, Jim Leonard, who left to go to the Jets. The Jets have been, mostly because of their coach, have been plucking players from the Ravens' defensive side of the ball. I think cornerback definitely is a glaring need. Safety is something that they'll need to look at. I don't know how healthy Todd Heap is going to continue to be. He had a solid season last year.
I think
he's
going to be fine. He came along nicely.
Yeah, but
he's very dependable.
Hurt.
Yes, but when he's on the field, he's so dependable.
Yes, but you can't have a guy miss 3, 4, 5, 6 games in a 16-game season.
I'm going to go with you, though, on the ends and the safeties as being what should be their top concern.
It should be.
Because then what you end up with is a very, very solid team. Cannot take anything away from their offensive line. They've done a terrific job, and they're coming along nicely, and they're young too. So I think it's great. Cincinnati Bengals.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Wanna be angry. Boy, they're angry.
Yeah.
Folding in the playoffs. We saw it coming.
We saw it coming. Well, since, they let TJ Who's Your Mama leave.
Yeah.
They've been looking for that other wide receiver. And then last year they had the tragic death of
guy died, Chris Henry.
They went out and they signed Antonio Bryant to play opposite Chad Ocho Cinco, Dancing with the Stars dude.
Where you at, 85?
I'm dancing. I'm doing the tango.
Lavernius Coles has been a disappointment.
Well, he got chipped
and
off.
He found himself in New York, where they thought he'd be a spark there. Along with Braylon Edwards, and not so much.
I think, though, even with that, and I think because of the acquisition of Antonio Bryant, they will look at the defensive side of the ball. I think they need some safeties that can play and they can cover. That's where I'm at there.
That's where you're at there.
I think they're fine offensively. They might look to upgrade their offensive line a little bit.
But, man, they get torched regularly for a lot of points. I don't know if you have it in
front
of you.
That's why the defense. We're saying the defense.
That's what I'm asking you, where they actually ended up ranking.
Oh, the defense for the
Bengals?
I can tell you that. Sure.
I am so stunned at how many games their defense cost them.
Yeah, but they played good defense last year.
Well, you kept talking about it, but I want to know at the end of the season where they ended up ranking. You were praising them upways, downways, and sideways.
They were overall yards allowed per game, which is how the total defense is measured.
And that's a good way to do it.
They were fourth.
Damn. What happened?
It's
all the wide receivers.
I mean, their offense, they couldn't do jack in the playoffs. People were dropping balls.
Lavernius Coles is still there, Steven.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he got his outright release.
No.
Sorry. When they signed Antonio Bryant, they gave him his walking papers. Lavernius Coles was released by the Cincinnati Bengals after his 10th season.
Dang it. Okay.
What are you looking at, dog?
About 10 things simultaneously.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go.
I just wish that there was some place I could trust for
NFL.com. Why are you so afraid of that place?
I'm not afraid. I don't care for the site, Stephen, frankly, much.
Okay, but
that's bottom line is user-friendly. There's a reason I'm a Mac guy.
I get the user-friendly, but for information regarding the sport that we're talking about,
I love to the minute. Me beautiful depth charts with mouseovers that have stats and player data.
But no one's depth chart
pictures.
Is going to be
CBS
current
Sports Lines
right
are that
now.
Good. Well, they all should be.
They're not current we're right not now. In once the season is
what,
done,
you just go on vacation. There is no off season in the NFL.
Jeffrey,
news flash.
What I have found with those beautiful depth charts that you like and
depth
appreciate,
charts.
Yes, is once the season is over, those puppies do not get updated until the beginning of training camp.
That's bull crap.
So
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
I hear you, dog.
Because I'm there now on NFL Networks, which isn't nearly as pretty. And they still got Lavernius Coles in there.
But don't look,
so
at, their
again,
de- don't look at their depth chart.
There's no depth charts to look at. That's just wrong.
I've got three pages open.
Yeah.
I've got four pages open. I've got the standings from last year.
Yeah.
I've got the team categories and their rankings on offense and defense.
Right.
On one page. Then I've got my free agency. So for every team, it tells you who's in free agency, who they released, who's unrestricted, who's restricted, what they've signed, what other team they've gone to. And then the fourth and final tab is the NFL draft, which tells me what position they get to pick. And that's it.
There you go. Noted.
It's a draft tracker, basically.
Noted.
It just tracks what they've drafted.
So, yeah.
It's, yeah. I'm sorry. So that's just
the Bengals.
You know,
they need help at wide receiver.
The free agency.
Got to give Carson Palmer someone to catch. And they're drafting where?
They have a very low pick, 21st.
But again, given how slanted this particular draft is going to be for your non-skills players,
yeah,
those are going to be your top draft picks. I think you could find yourself a wide receiver there.
As long as they don't pick up a specialist. Yeah, I mean, the reason I say specialists, I don't know if they're going to be like, well, Shane Graham may not be the kicker that, you know, he did cost them.
Not a first-round draft pick.
No, not on the first-round
okay,
draft
thank
pick,
you.
But throughout
Jeez.
The draft.
What should they do in the first round?
In the first round, they should take a safety.
Wow. Wow. This fourth-ranked defense needs a safety instead of somebody else besides Ocho Cinco for Carson to throw the ball to.
They went out and got Antonio Bryant.
And I think... You add a slot guy, now boom, with Lavernius Coles and things like that.
They're hoping that Andre Caldwell could be that guy.
Okay.
Remember, Caldwell was great when it was Ocho Cinco and Chris Henry and Caldwell was in the slot. Caldwell was killing people. He single-handedly beat the Steelers. But then the death of Chris Henry, they moved Caldwell over to be the number two guy.
Right.
And Lavernius Coles was doing nothing. And then Caldwell sort of just disappeared.
Well, their passing game down the stretch was just... What awful.
So now they think we got Chad Ocho Cinco to be our dude. We got Antonio Bryant, who's the deep threat, who can go deep, and he's going to stretch the field.
Right.
Caldwell goes back in to be the slot dude.
I like him in the slot.
And I think that, and the emergence of Cedric Benson, I think they're fine on the offensive side of the ball.
Okay.
If anything,
dude,
if
you can improve that defense.
If they need to do anything on the offensive side, they need to bring in an offensive lineman.
I would agree with that.
But I think, man, let's make our defense.
Let's make even a better. Really good defense as studly as it gets, and then all we have to put on the board is 17 points a game, and we're going to win. I don't disagree with that assessment. So, Cleveland Browns.
Los Browns, the Cleveland.
Oh, my.
I wonder, I wonder, like, if the Mexican channels, if they call them Los Cafeses. Because cafe
the coffee.
No, cafe.
It's brown.
Brown. It's cafe. Right. Is, yes.
So,
Los Cafes, yeah. the Cleveland.
The Browns entered with Braylon
Everything.
Edwards, Josh Cribbs, and 2 second round draft picks. Wide receiver Brian Robiski, wide receiver Mohamed Massaqua. Edwards was traded.
Everything.
Cribbs proved to be good. Excellent, in fact.
You know how, like with the Bills, I said this team needs everything except cornerback and safety.
They need those two.
This team is everything.
Es todo. I've been speaking a lot of Spanish with the subs that have been in my house, subcontractors.
Right. Yes, yes.
Painters were in yesterday. Es todo. Which part of this wall? Es todo. The whole thing.
So they got rid of Drag, DA, right?
Drag's gone. Brady Quinn's gone. Wow, could you laugh any harder? I'm just curious.
Brady Quinn got traded to the Broncos.
The quarterback is the elephant in the room, Steven. The quarterback is the elephant in the room. There's no ways around that.
Jake DeLome.
Home Alone. Home Alone. Jake DeLome is the wife, likes to call him the wife. Yeah.
They brought in a guy who last season, prior to getting hurt, threw 8 touchdowns and 18 interceptions.
Yeah, I was 18, though, apparently. I was just talking off the top of my head. Now, the Mike Holmgren experience is in full swing here. And not only did
they
bring him in,
they gave him $7.2 million
a year. He will be making more than any other quarterback this next season. Do not ever forget that as you watch the Cleveland Browns struggle mightily this year because of their innumerable needs, if you will.
They released tight end Steve Heiden. They released running back Jamal Anderson. It's like they were cleaning house, dude. Guard Frank Henry.
Now, you know what, Steven? Although we've talked about teams with a lot of needs, that brings us to a team that, and we may need to end with this team just for sake of time. Yes. I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
But the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ooh. Brings us to a team that is so complicated that that's why I think we may need to end here because of time.
Why are they complicated?
Because they don't know what they got at quarterback.
Don't
everything them starts at quarterback, does it not?
Yes.
Well, they don't know what they got at quarterback right now.
Well, but the, see, they let
we
go.
Have a franchise quarterback. We might have a guy who's incarcerated. We don't know.
But see, they also let go of Fast Willie Parker.
Fast is gone.
Fast Willie Parker.
But Steven, don't you agree that the biggest question mark for the Pittsburgh Steelers is Ben?
Well, of course.
Thank you.
Dude, he's not going to do any time.
He's not going to do any time.
I'm sorry. When you're that rich, you can buy yourself out of
Johnny
a situation
Cochran
that you and I cannot buy ourselves out of.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah. I don't want to get into another
didn't work for
Vic on our. Well, that was a different story.
Okay, didn't work for Plax.
Different story.
Discharge a gun.
How many
in a nightclub and shoot yourself versus sexual assault?
Outside of Mike Tyson, name an athlete who's been accused of sexual assault. That's done time.
I don't know.
And Mike Tyson was not loved like some of these players are loved.
Let's just stop it. Mike Tyson was not loved. And let's just leave it at that. I'm sure so many of his kids like him.
Right.
But aside from that, Mike Tyson was not loved. Thank goodness for The Hangover. So we got to just enjoy Mike Tyson some more. Because he's a funny guy.
He was awesome in that.
He's priceless.
I mean,
guys, is that tiger? That's just wrong. What you did with the tiger? What are you
doing?
And
he's doing the Phil Collins like,
wait, give my favorite part. Boom! I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord. That's pretty good Mike Tyson impersonation.
Seriously, so I fully expect Ben Roethlisberger to be playing football for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay, if that's the case, then their line, which needs to run block a lot better, and how do you protect a quarterback that is intent on being killed? I don't know. You know what, Steven? This reminds me very much of some guy in an action movie who's just the loose cannon. That's Ben Roethlisberger. We're not talking about him off the field now.
Yeah.
On the field. He's just that Mel Gibson character who's on the edge.
Yeah.
And your job is to protect him.
Nice.
How the heck am I going to protect him? He just jumped off a building onto a helicopter. That's Ben Roethlisberger. Protect him. That's the offensive line job in Pittsburgh.
But here's what I'm going to say there with the offensive line. You might need to bring in an offensive lineman.
You need to punch some holes for the running
game.
But
I think that my problem, I think the problem with a lot of the sacks that Ben Roethlisberger
his sacks. That's the problem right there.
Let me clean this up. Okay. Yes, you may want to bring in an offensive lineman or two, but I don't believe that the sacks Ben Roethlisberger takes.
Still sound like sacks.
The sacks Ben Roethlisberger takes.
Our offensive line fault.
Are the fault of the offensive line.
That's my point. That's why I likened that job to somebody protecting Mel Gibson in one of his crazy movies. You don't protect the road warrior.
Now, I still think that their offensive line is average, and they could use
some upgrades.
But, it's Roethlisberger just, trying to create, trying to do something. Oh, I held the ball 1 second too long. Boom! And he gets smacked.
Remember William Gay getting benched in favor of Deshae Townsend. Mm. I mean, that they really corner is an interesting place for them to take a hard look. Yeah. Cornerback.
I think their defense is good. I think they need to figure out what's going on with Troy Polamalu.
And they could use a little bit of help at the wide receiver spot because Lima Swede's got to get his act together.
But they brought back Antoine Randle-L.
Yeah. He's Mr. Trickster, everybody's favorite 11th round fantasy draft pick, because you never know. And then he sits on your bench all season. Yes, he will get 15 fantasy points twice a year, but you don't know what week those will be. And I personally think with Mike Tomlin as head coach there, Antoine Randle-L is a good fit. He's a better fit in Pittsburgh than he is anywhere else.
Well, the Redskins never utilized him properly.
His abilities, I know, because he's an unusual cat.
He is a cat.
So, think that Big Ben's going to be there. We got through the East and the North.
Two divisions only? It's 155.
Dude. You've got to go. I got to go. Yeah. I got people in my house.
All right. Well, then there you go.
I got a boy on spring break.
So I guess now we have to come back next Tuesday.
I'm game.
With the rest of the AFC.
Love this crap.
Of course you do. So
we got the South and the West.
So we have the South and the West, but we don't have 2 weeks to do the NFC, is what I'm saying.
Well, then we got to do two shows.
All right, so this has been Steven Miranda.
And the very happy Jeff Hillis.
People, go out to the website,
www.nfl.com. Steven, we didn't do the thing!
I'm trying to get to it, but you stopped me. So
damn me to heck.
People, go out to the website, www.nflrnr.com. That's RNRANDR.com. It's going to be new. It's going to be fresh. Register on the site. It's going to ask you to register. Register so you can leave comments and post images and talk smack about Steven and Jeff, and especially Jeff, who's over there sulking in the corner.
Sulking because that's not at all what I'm talking about.
Once again, the blitz. Will you let me finish?
Well, geez, you've been talking for a couple minutes. I thought you'd get to the point.
It hasn't been a couple of minutes.
Okay, 30 seconds.
Now, for all of our UK listeners.
Please pay close attention.
Everybody in America, God save the Queen. We love you too. But unfortunately, for this particular
moment in time,
you can't help us. We would love.
And you will help us at some point.
And you are going to help us.
You will be tapped.
We'll actually just stay tuned. We'll tell you how you can help us in a moment.
Steven and I have some special projects that we're going to need regional help with if we're going to take it to the next level.
Next level.
Regional help. So sometimes we'll be reaching out to the people in Indianapolis. Sometimes we'll be reaching out to the people in Oakland. We know that there's a couple of you that don't hate us. We'll be reaching out to all over the place, but right now we're reaching out to the UK.
We're reaching out to the UK.
And we've got special Blitz promotions. They're Blitz promotions. Blitz
promotions.
So we have Blitz needs for the UK. These are secret projects that we can't tell you about.
We want to do Blitz because Blitz might, remind them of when Germany was at war and the Blitz.
Well, this is. Look, it's football. We're talking about NFL football.
Okay, so blitz, like an NFL blitz.
We've got a blitz, a regional blitz on for the UK right now.
All right, so everybody in the UK, and I'm talking about everybody.
Everybody, your dog.
Please send an email to the following address. Are you ready? Write it down.
Get out a pen. We'll take a moment.
blitz@rarn.net.
blitz@rarn.net. Send it from your preferred email account.
An account that you're going to check and monitor.
And that,
what we
for God's sake, when you get a reply, make sure it doesn't end up in your junk mail because it's important.
Yes. Add Blitz at NFL. No. Blitz at RARN.net.
Add that to your spam filter so that it allows your white list to come through.
Send us an email. Say, I want to help you guys.
We need 5 minutes of your time. That's it.
And we will direct you.
And you will help us greatly.
Immensely.
Blitz at RARN.net if you're in the UK.
B-L-I-T-Z at RARN.net. If you're in the UK, send an email. They say, guys, I'll help you. And hopefully we need
hundreds.
You know, yeah, there's thousands.
There
in
are
the UK.
Thousands of you, but we need hundreds so and hundreds of you.
If we get all the thousands that's of you that listen,
dude, we're going to kill.
Mike, that would be awesome. If we could just get a couple hundred, that would really help us out.
But really, if we could get 1,000, that'd be awesome.
Everyone in the United States.
We are going to use you. Just not yet.
Well, yeah, we're going to use you right now, too. Jeffrey doesn't know what I've got planned, but here you go. Also, come out to the website, www.nflrnr.com.
www.
And There's the third one. And a lot of you, say, you know, we can't donate to the show. We don't want to become show donors to get the special content. That's fine, and that's cool. And I understand that, and we understand that. We understand, you know, how it is. But here's a way how you can help us where money doesn't come out of your pocket, but you can still help us put money into our pocket. And the way you do that is you come out to our site. We've got advertisement links, not just the Google AdWords. But click on those too.
Yeah.
Click on some of the other advertisers that we've got for our site that we're, you know, promoting. They like to see that. We like to see that. That helps us out financially.
Click so equals
even,
cash.
So even if you don't want to become a show donor and you can't become a show donor, come out to the website, click on some links, just visit our show partners. That will help us out. Financially, and it'll help us continue to do the show for you guys.
I did. I went to the Apple Store and I opened our website on a bunch of computers and actually started playing the show on a couple of them on opposite sides of the store.
That's nice.
I figure we could get a couple of listeners
thing,
that way.
And this is the final thing, and this is for everybody, regardless of where you're listening in the world. Tell five people that you know around you that are passionate about the NFL.
We're evangelizing right now. We're going to bring the power of Razor Raves. Put the hand on the iPod and feel the warmth of our sincerity.
Feel it, brother.
Feel the warmth.
Testify.
Touch it. Be Testify. In the name of your iPod.
Tell five people about the show. If you got five friends and they all love the NFL, they should be listening to NFL Rants and Raves.
We're going
as well.
All in this year, people. It's a make it or break it season for us.
It is. And so we're even going to spend a little more time either at the beginning of the show, in this particular show, the end of the show, asking you guys to do some things
help
for us.
Help us.
UK folks, send an email, theblitz@rarn.net. Everybody in the world, tell five people about the show. Everybody in the United States, and also this goes for everybody else who listens, just go out to the website, click on some links. Help us explode.
Advertisers happy, we get a little bit of money. So as I like to say, help us.
Help us. Oh.
No, I like this to mess with the saying. Help us. Help us.
There you go. Okay. But in return.
It does help you.
Helps you. If you really enjoy listening to us goof like this.
If you give a rat.
But anyway, testify. This is Steven Miranda.
Represent. This is Jeff Ellis.
For NFL Rants and Raves. Have a good night.